Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath, and will it let me say, hold it now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking,
come on, Fireman.
Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down, hold 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Jordan Mailata Show coming up at 6. Players Lounge at 7 with special guest Tanner McKee. I see a Sidney Crosby jersey.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Come on.
Cindy.
Boo. Got him.
Can we, before we go around the leg, can we have an honest conversation about Herb from the Northeast?
So what happened?
What happened?
Does he know what the radio show like is? There's just two instances over the last week that have me really questioning, and I love Herb. Great guy. Here's the first one. Last week, we have him on the air, and he says, it's 5 o'clock, 5:10, whatever. And he goes, well, you guys been doing all day. What have we been doing all day? We do the radio show every day. Yeah. It's 5 o'clock, so for the last 3 hours, we've been doing the show. A couple hours before that, we were preparing the show. That's what we've been doing all day.
All day?
Just about every weekday, yes. If you ask me at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's like when my dad was friends with Lenny Dykstra. When my dad would do the show, Lenny would call the house and be like, hey, is your dad there? And I'd be like, Lenny, it's 4:30. He's never here at 4:30. So that's the
some
first.
Some people are like that.
So,
well, they just don't get what other people are doing.
So another flex.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Oh, Lenny Dykstra is calling the house all the time.
Yeah, huge flex.
Yeah. You were a big deal.
Yeah.
You get it.
Yeah. It's not, it wasn't looking for me. That's not a flex. I
who
wonder
else,
what they were talking about.
Who else called the house?
All right,
Park Rose called the house. Yeah, Charles.
Charles.
They all called the house.
Interesting.
Croce.
Of course.
Yeah. So that's the first thing with you, with Herb. The second thing is today, Herb was here. God bless him. We're on the air. He starts yelling. We're sitting here on the air. Ike Reese, I'm leaving.
Hell yeah.
So it wasn't just a wave goodbye.
It's a power move.
He needed your response. And yes. I go, Herb, we're on the air. Didn't care. Kept yelling at you.
Yep.
Does
and
he
so
know
I
the
acknowledged him.
Does he know the radio show exists?
He does. The real question is, does he care?
Well, he clearly doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
Well, and the other thing is, he's breaking down like blocking schemes to me.
Oh yeah.
Off the air.
Oh yeah.
And it's like, what do you know about blocking schemes?
Yeah, man, he knows.
Come on, he knows.
I'll talk football with him.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Wham right. Slam left.
He's like, yeah, you got to see the offensive linemen, they're going to the right. He's like, I got it. Yeah.
215-592-9494. Don in Overbrook, you're on WIP. What's up, Don?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Don?
What's up, Don?
Hey, I got a question for Ike, right? And then I got a comment for Spike.
Okay.
Ike, you've been quiet over here the whole time when they're talking about Jalen Hurts. You on board with this?
What do you mean?
They talking about him. They talking about he might not be the franchise quarterback. He not.
What do you mean?
What is Spike that franchise quarterback?
Spike and Fritz, you talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, man, listen. First of all, I've been arguing this every day for months.
Yeah.
Secondly, I came on the air, and quite frankly, I'm not happy with Jalen's play right now. So I'm not in defense mode today. I'm just not. I'm sorry.
And
I'm just not. I'm not in defense mode, Don. I love the kid. I want the best for him, but I can't serve you all as my listeners and somebody who relies on me to be upfront and truthful with you to do that every time somebody has something critical they want to say about him. He did not play well Friday. He didn't play well Friday.
I got you. And I feel the same way. And this statement is for Jack and Spike. You guys are right about Jalen. I'm giving you your props.
Thank you, Don.
I don't know might what else to say.
Let's not give up the complete fight here, Don. Yes, I understand we're all wounded right now. We're wounded.
I'm
going to
tell you why. I'm going to tell you why, right? This season was supposed to be Jalen taking the reins. Everybody knew that Saquon was going to get the ball. The defenses were going to be focused on stopping Saquon. This was supposed to be Jalen's year to just like take the reins and just guide us to the promised land. And he is not doing it.
Yeah. And
that's where I'm at, and that's why I'm giving Spike and Jack their props.
Yeah, believe me, it's not the easiest thing to do is tell these two that they're right about something, but they certainly have been right this year when it comes to him and all the questions that they've had about him. And you're right, I thought this would be the year that he would quiet all those doubters and just take the offense to the next level, and it just hasn't happened, man. And I'm not saying he's been as terrible as some want to project or make him out to be, but man, it just hasn't been enough of the wow plays and consistent play from him that we need. And it's, again, it's not all him, but it's enough of him that it's hard to defend everything about him. You know what I'm saying?
Like, to
be fair, they haven't gone crazy with being critical of him. I mean, Fritz, he's going to do his thing, but Spike has somewhat of a level head. Somewhat.
I've had conversations with Jack off air.
Yeah.
Jack is
very authentic.
Jack is on.
This is it's not a bit.
I can attest it's not a bit.
It's not a bit.
Well, what do you guys want to say? You guys feel comfortable? You feel good?
So here's what I don't want to do. I don't want to take a victory lap just
yet.
Yeah,
you do.
And again, it is our quarterback, so it would mean that didn't go well.
Can I be honest with you, Don? Like,
yes, sir.
There is no – I like to believe I know what I'm talking about to an extent because I do it for a living. But you're wrong a lot and you're right a lot. It doesn't give me – like joy to be right about something that is bad for the team. When, I know a lot of times people say, oh, I hope I'm wrong. And sometimes they're lying and sometimes they're being honest. I like an affirmation, at least personally, that I'm not crazy at least. Mm-hmm. But I find people think I want them to lose or I want them to play bad. I genuinely don't. I don't, and I don't think he's a bad player at all. Mm-mm. I just thought what I thought. So there's no victory lap because the Eagles suck right now. Last year was much more fun being wrong and having them win the Super Bowl. It was 10 times more fun than having them fall apart and being right. Just being honest.
You know when I really realized you were right? When I thought to myself, if you put Joe Burrow or Josh Allen in his offense right now, do we have the same record?
Well, Burrow missed most, half the year.
Even with the offensive line, we got a better record than what we got right now.
And of course.
At that moment, I was like, Spike is right.
But again, most teams can't have Joe Burrow or Josh Allen, and Jack's right. Joe Burrow is hurt every year. The question is, the question to me, it's fun for offseason to argue, is Jalen better than Josh, or is he better than Matt Stafford? The question, the bigger question, which they've already won a Super Bowl. The question is, moving forward, is what is the recipe, if there is one, to winning again with him without the idea, can you do it without having an all-time completely dominant, never seen anything like it before.
Because the roster's going to change.
Rushing.
Yeah.
Rushing attack. Saquon will be what he is. The offensive line will be what they are. The question is there some, can they be malleable in terms of how they build the roster?
Nice work.
Like sorry.
That's good.
And can you win another Super Bowl with him?
The great because ones, that's the great question. Ones win when things aren't, like they have to put the Superman cape on. I mean that's that is what separates some of the great. Like, again, you can obviously win a quarterback, or win a Super Bowl with Jalen, but if we've seen this year, offensive line hasn't been as good. They can't run the ball, and the defense has been kind of hit or miss. And you're seeing the results. Like it just, it is what like, some quarterbacks.
Well, the one thing I've always said, John, and appreciate the call, bro. Winning has been his ultimate deodorant.
Yes,
and he's been able to. And we as Jalen fans, Eagles fans, can hide behind that. Like, we don't have to face certain things, right, as long as you win.
With Nick, too.
Yeah, and with Coach Sirianni, too. But I was just speaking mostly about Jalen. And once the winning stops, now you don't have anything else to lean on. Because you, even with say Patrick Mahomes doesn't win this year or doesn't make it to the Super Bowl, it doesn't matter. We've already witnessed him do enough great things that it's okay if he doesn't win this year.
You know you can win another Super Bowl.
Yes, you know
with
you
Patrick
can
Mahomes.
With Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. Like you know you can. So with Jalen, his thing is always about winning. And that's why he likes to go to the keep the main thing, which is winning. But when you're not winning, now your game gets scrutinized that much more. It just does.
Then the main thing is how you played.
Yes.
You know? Let's go around the league.
Yeah, these teams stink.
It's time to go around the league.
Around the leg.
Around.
By the way, record since we did that, not great.
No.
Cowboys playing pretty good football.
Yeah. So, you know, the first thing around the leg, Cowboys beat the Chiefs. Cowboys are now two games behind the Philadelphia Eagles. It's not likely they win the NFC East, but 6 weeks ago, this wouldn't have even been a conversation.
Yeah, Joe Giglio at it again.
Yeah, it's a conversation now. Why? What did you?
Well, he declared it over.
Oh, he declared the NFC East over?
Yes, we were 8-2, I think.
He did. Now, in his defense, he did the same thing with the Phillies.
They won the division.
They hung on, but I'm just saying, we got tight. It's getting tight again.
Right when Hard Knocks starts.
Exactly.
Broncos survived last night. I didn't see the game because I was watching the Sixers lose in double overtime.
Good game. I watched all of it.
Podcast. Yeah. They stop a 2-point conversion in overtime? Is that what happened?
Yeah, it was a good game. Back and forth. I think it was like 6 lead changes. It wound up going into overtime. Mariota played a great game last night. I mean, Bo Nix, the kid, the running back Harvey, was pretty good last night. That Broncos defense was just everywhere.
Can they win the Super Bowl, the Broncos?
I think they can. I think they can. This is a weird year, Spike.
Are they the best team in the AFC? If they're not, I don't know who is.
Yeah. You know, I think they've beaten better competition than New England has.
Yeah.
Right? So I want to give them the edge. Buffalo, as much as I want to lean towards them, they just don't look that good either.
They don't have it.
Yeah, they don't look that good. So, yeah, I mean, Denver, and you got a head coach in Sean Payton that knows what he's doing. And, again, that defense, when it gets going, it's man, can you imagine that?
Let me ask you this.
Can you imagine that? The odds on Denver getting to the Super Bowl.
Dude, I just like
– if Bo Nix wins the Super Bowl, does that make up for my Dylan Gabriel pick?
Hell yeah.
Okay, all right.
I like that you're already – you're looking for a way out.
If Bo Nix wins the Super Bowl, it makes up for any big board guy you had on that it didn't work out.
I still believe in Spencer Rattler. Yeah. I just want to
that one go.
No, I'm not going to let that one go.
Is this the longest into a year that you can remember where we don't feel like we have one great team in the NFL? I mean,
it's been a while since it's been like, because Kansas City's been there.
Kansas City
and New England was there for years.
And the Ravens were great last year, and the Bills were great.
Well, the
last
Lions.
Year.
I felt at this point last year, I thought the Lions were the best team in football.
I mean, but last year we had Lions, Eagles,
Yeah.
And then there was like four other teams in the AFC where you felt pretty good about.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just thought there's not one team that's
the Rams are the closest. Yeah, the Rams are the closest. The
Panthers. Yeah, they lost a game. Yeah.
Ah, traveling west to east, 1 o'clock game against a proven winner like Bryce Young. I get it.
Yeah.
Listen, they, in all fairness to them, they've had to come out here five times, I think.
Oh, man.
Oh, to the East Coast?
Like four or five times. And one was overseas, I think. They had not East Coast, but they played in one of the London games,
they
right?
They did, yeah. Yeah. Well, tease and peace of the Rams.
Well, yeah, and you mentioned the Rams. They lose for the first time in a while yesterday. Stafford, it was a crazy game because he had two interceptions and the fumble. Mm-hmm. If you watch the game, it felt like, aside from those three plays, he played pretty well.
He did play good.
Yeah. But he had gone, I think, seven games without a turnover. And a lot of the turnover stuff, as much as, you know, we can try to convince ourselves that we can stop turnovers, think about the turnovers we've had. Because we talk about risky plays. We shouldn't have risky plays. Tush push, not a risky play.
Nope.
Turnover.
Yep.
That Saquon fumble, that wasn't a risky play.
Nope.
He just fumbled. Yep. Xavier Gibson, I mean, screwed up, but it was just, it was a fumble.
Yep.
And even the interception he threw.
That was more of just a bad
decision.
It was
just a bad throw. Yeah,
I don't know why he threw that. Yeah.
So Rams lose. They are now 9-3. But right behind them in the NFC West is the, you want to talk about a little team that could. The San Francisco 49ers going to the bye 9-4. Purdy's back now. It looked a little better yesterday. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of injuries on defense, but McCaffrey is still there, and I'd be scared of that team.
McCaffrey's about to have another 1,000-yard rushing, 1,000-yard receiving season.
It's unbelievable.
He's had four games left to go, and he's over 800 yards in both, rushing and receiving.
And I guess you
have that dude is running back.
Kyle Shanahan's a good coach, man. I don't for them to be 9-4 with the injuries they've had this year.
This might be his best job this year.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And they had the whole thing with who's the receiver now that they cut?
Ayuk.
Brandon Ayuk cut. Yeah.
Yep.
Crazy.
Juwan Jennings though created a lot of problems around the league.
Yeah. I don't know what his issue is.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Last week he got Vrabeled like Ike did and in the middle of the Yeah.
Like
sorry.
Vrabel got me.
Yeah, Vrabel got you. Yeah, you didn't grab Vrabel. No. I want that on the record.
Yes.
And then yesterday he called out randomly after the game.
Oh, did Myles Garrett call him out?
No, it was Shelby Harris.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Yeah. But Juwan Jennings out of nowhere.
But Myles Garrett spoke on it.
Okay.
But it was the other guy who really went in on it. Yeah.
Didn't know he was such an issue.
You see Shador fighting with the wide receiver on the sideline?
Yes, Jerry Jeudy.
Jerry Jeudy. That was funny. He told him to get away from him. Get away from me.
Yes. Yeah.
Jerry Jeudy. Go sit down.
Leave him alone.
Yeah, go sit down, Jerry Jeudy.
And then finally.
Sit down.
So Eagles have the Chargers on Monday night. Justin Herbert.
That was a tough one. I watched that one.
Has surgery today.
Yeah.
He is iffy for next month for Monday.
Yeah.
Is he going to play? What do we think?
Well, part of me was like, nice. Let off the hook because he's not going to play.
Oh, right. Yeah. Jalen versus your boy.
The Herbert Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, Aaron Rodgers tried to do this, right, with the cast on the other hand.
He'd throw for 70 yards yesterday?
Yeah, it's hard, man.
Yeah.
It's hard because are you in shotgun every time now because you can't be under center? And
Handoffs.
And when you get tackled.
Yes.
If I'm a defender, I'm certainly whacking at that hand.
And
whacking that thing?
Yeah. Well, and their offensive line's horrible, so you know, they can't block anyone.
They might want to give him 1 week.
Yeah. Don't play him next week.
What's their record?
8-4?
Yeah, 8-4.
Okay.
Backup's Trey Lance, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We're losing Trey Lance, boy. Listen, just stay out there.
Well, it would be like losing – which would be worse? The Eagles lost to Drew Lock in 23 or losing to Trey Lance?
Wow.
Where was Drew Lock taken in the draft?
He was a first rounder.
Okay.
Late first,
but he stinks too, though, but still. Yeah, I don't know which one is worse.
And he led a game-winning drive against the 23 Eagles.
Yeah, I don't know which one is worse.
How about the 49ers drafting Trey Lance and somehow and being a huge bust, and somehow they survive?
Yeah, and they still get Mac Jones, who they wanted.
Yeah, in the first
Trey
place.
Lance.
Yeah. Who's going to trade for Mac Jones this offseason?
Well, the Vikings should.
Oh.
No, they...
We are on YouTube.
I'm just saying. I don't know.
Now, he's a statue.
I will tell you this.
He doesn't move.
If they don't trade Tanner McKee this offseason, that's telling.
Yes.
It's very telling because he has 1 year left of under contract before he'd have to get extended. He's not going to take a contract here. Somebody will sign him. So if they don't trade him this offseason.
Yeah. I'd be a little worried if I was Jalen.
Right.
Not if you were the Mormon Missile. If you were the Mormon Missile, you'd be pretty excited.
Yeah. Well, at least he started here on the Players Lounge.
Yes, you can remind him that when he never comes to the Players Lounge ever again, once he becomes starting quarterback. He becomes a Players Lounge 6 times a year guy to a guy we throw a celebration for because we get him for 8 minutes during Radiothon. What a change that would be.
Yep.
All right. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Who has looked happier the last 2 weeks? AJ or Jack? Mark and Monco.
Similar dispositions?
I don't even know. Yeah, I don't know which one of y'all has been happier.
Yeah.
I would imagine. I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't really know. Yeah.
I don't know, Jim.
AJ's been pretty happy. I know so have you.
Jack's played the long game.
He is playing
the long game. What's next?
We have to make changes at this point. I would love to see Jair Alexander and Za'Darius Smith get some snaps. What do we have to lose? The caller that loved how good Tank Bigsby looked on Friday.
You were like, how did he look on Friday? And he's like, he looked great.
He didn't see it, Ike?
Yeah.
Totally didn't watch the game. Did he watch the game?
I think he watched. He just doesn't remember. Yeah.
Well, a lot of people watch that way.
Yes. A lot of people left.
Yes.
Like, left before the game was over.
No,
over.
You know I leave at halftime.
Yes.
Every game.
Yeah.
They were leaving with me. Somewhere.
Really?
Somewhere.
10-3. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mentioned I was on The Score, our Chicago station, and the last question they asked me, they said, all right, you guys are 8-3, you won the Super Bowl. How quick will the Eagles boo? Will Eagles fans boo? And I started laughing.
I said,
the first three and out.
Yeah.
I was like, first drive they'll boo. And they were laughing. I said, they did. Yeah, they did. They booed a lot.
Technically, wasn't it even a 3-and-out?
No,
yeah,
it wasn't
even a 3-and-out.
No,
yeah.
They got one first down on that drive, right? Yeah.
Now, AJ did false start again.
He did.
But he made up for it the next play.
Yeah, he sure did. He always does.
What's next?
A.J. Brown, whenever he sees the Eagles win, leaves without talking to the media. A.J. Brown, whenever the Eagles lose heartbreaking games, pulls Lazy Boy recliner out of his locker and says, time's yours. Alex in Lancaster.
23-minute A.J. press availability afterwards.
He's ready to talk.
He goes, hey, you guys got any questions from Twitter? You want to take any calls? What's next?
The two-point conversion conversation was a perfect microcosm of the show. Spike.
But the math.
Mike and Jack. Nerds! Tim and Newark.
I don't even think it was a math conversation.
It was close enough. It was close enough for the texter.
What's next?
Why is everyone so mad? Broads watching the Flyers seemingly win all of their games.
Wow.
Flyers playing good hockey.
Flyers playing good hockey?
Yeah.
Well, I saw Broads. Broads will do any. Broads has the OG Wade way of attacking when Jalen's not playing well.
Oh, well, yes.
He'll go, look. He'll get it out of the way.
Yep.
He'll go, Jalen didn't play well, but look at how all these guys are failing him.
Yeah. It's actually Sirianni.
Yeah.
I'm not letting Jalen off the hook.
But I'm not going to talk about it either.
Yep. It's the way I handle it, too.
Yeah.
We might have to hijack Flyers and 50 again and just turn it into a Jalen honesty segment.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's he at?
Oh, yeah, because we didn't have Flyers and 50 last week. What's next?
Man, this music sucks. The guy that loves music where the lead singer makes pig noises into the microphone.
Yeah, you do.
Little
screamo head over there.
What's that?
You like a little screamo music.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, me? That's not screamo.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, that's death metal, the thing that you just made. I'm sorry I don't pretend I'm from Alabama.
Dude.
Like you and your idiot. I love that. You know,
I do drive an EV.
Dude, it's so funny. It's all these country guy people in Philly. They go to the link to watch their show, and they all pretend that they're from down south and they grew up with this.
Yep. Who's the big guy, Toby Keaton?
May he rest in peace.
And if you go,
he did die last year.
If you go to one of these concerts, they all have.
I'm thinking Kenny Chesney. That's what I'm thinking of.
Oh, well, those concerts.
That's what I'm saying. That's the big one, right?
Yes, Kenny Chesney's the big one.
Yeah. One of them. Yeah.
If you go to those concerts, you will hear a tinge of fake Southern accent with all these losers that pretend that they grew up on this country.
The dirt roads.
It is the same people who had Kanye t-shirts 12 years ago that were talking about what a genius Kanye was. Now they like country music. It is
fraudulent. That's not
it
true.
It is fraudulent. Him right there.
Are you a Kanye fan?
Not really.
Him right there.
Elliot
went from Kanye to Zach Bryan. He did.
Now that's a good point. Now wait till Ike goes to Barefoot Country Music Festival. He's gonna ditch Tupac. Get ready to learn Eric Church, pal.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I gotta monitor this now, Spike. Yeah, I gotta look. I gotta take a better look at this thing.
Well, yeah. You need to be. Look, is the music fine? It's fine. Are the people nice? Well, it depends. Also, remember, what's his name? Was it a country concert? Wasn't
it? No, we know this. Yes.
Way to address the elephant in the room.
Riley Cooper.
Yes, we know.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I said Kenny Chesney.
That's the way, the big one,
Oh, was that a Kenny Chesney show?
It was,
Kenny Chesney's pretty harmless, right?
Yeah.
He's like the Margaritaville guy.
He's kind of like Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, they the people that go to Kenny Chesney concert, they tailgate for like 10 hours before that show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah. It's like a country.
That's
country,
a lot of beer drinking.
Dude,
oh, yeah.
Country tailgates are a lot of beer drinking.
Yeah.
And a lot of fake, like, you know. The fake outfits do bother me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like all
the country outfits.
The short, you know, jean shorts. The cowboy boots.
They look good on the women.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's like they're going to a costume party or something.
Basically. Yeah. It's dress up.
Yeah. Get out of here.
That's what everyone does when they go to concerts, don't they? They dress like the artists.
Yeah, but
I mean, I went to a couple of Drake concerts, and I kind of dressed.
I mean, I wouldn't do it. I'm older, but I see, like, the young people are wearing what.
But it's because they're part of that culture,
right?
The country thing; those people don't dress like that. Otherwise, they don't.
Right?
They don't. You know? All right.
By the way, you liked the one Zach Bryan album.
I did. I liked that, but you don't. I'm real.
Well, so am I.
No, you're a fraud.
I'm not a fraud.
You're a country fraud.
In what way?
I
was first in the country train back in fourth grade, and everyone made fun of me.
Everybody was making fun of you for other reasons.
Dude, I'm getting my comeuppance now, by the way.
You know, everyone's got a comeuppance. That's not what comeuppance means.
Shut up. You know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Comeuppance is a negative thing.
Damn it, really?
Yes.
Dude, I did this in real life yesterday. Where Jill's like, that's not what it means. And I was like, it's close enough.
All right.
She actually means the exact opposite.
Yes. Jordan Mailata show is next. Oh, we're at Chickies in South Philly. And then after that, the Players Lounge. I love that you used it wrong. It was perfect for me. Perfect to end that. And then the Players Lounge with Ike, Elliot, Hugh Douglas, and this week's guest, Tanner McKee.
QB1.
That is coming up next. We will talk to you tomorrow on the WIP Afternoon Show. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy. And speaking of joy, it is the joyous season, the holiday season, and Dogs and Cats Rule is prepared for you to walk into any one of the 7 locations and say, I need Christmas presents for my dog. I need Hanukkah presents for my dog. I need Christmas presents for my cat. I need Hanukkah presents for my cat. What do they have? Oh, they have fleeces. They have stylish coats. They got sweaters. They got toys. You know, your pet knows it's the holidays. They deserve a present, too. And maybe while you're there, You can talk to one of the amazing staff members that are so informed and so so patient, which is actually good for me because I got a lot of questions, for questions about pet nutrition, about what you should feed your pet, about supplements, about all that stuff. They got treats too, whatever you need. 7 locations for Dogs and Cats Rule. The best place. 2 in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton, 5 in Pennsylvania, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.